There is a big congress in Lisieux at the beginning of May, and the shrine people there and the Carmelite sisters are running this congress, so they're happy for us to join with them. So we wanted to do what we could here in Ireland, where devotion to St. Thérèse is alive and well, as the visit of the relics in 2001 proved. St. Thérèse is a very popular saint here in Ireland. So, and we also wanted to highlight the whole missionary vocation. It's been a terribly important part of the life of the Irish Church. Sometimes people wonder what we may have contributed, but yet on all five continents over the last century, you will find Irish women and men, religious and lay people, in the most unlikely places. You'll find them working there quietly, unknown a lot of the time and unsung. And most of them have been inspired by this little saint from Lisieux, who proved that it's not exactly all the time the achievements on the mission field, in the successes that matter, but rather it's the effort. St. Thérèse, of course, was a contemplative, never saw the missions, and yet her heart was always there. Much of the sacrifice and prayer that she offers during her short life was for the missions. And in fact, we find many references to the missions in her autobiography, Story of a Soul. And of course, Pope Pius XI, who was a great admirer, he both beatified and canonized her, he recognized just how much she contributed to the mystical body of Christ, and just how much she could be imitated by ordinary men and women the world over. So that's basically what we're celebrating. And the decree on the missions Ad Gentes, which came out at the behest of Vatican II, emphasizes that all of us Christians, in virtue of our baptism, are missionaries. We're called on to be missionaries, and that we can do wonderful things for the missions without ever actually arriving on the mission field. Our prayers, our sacrifices, our offerings, financial and otherwise, that help to support those who are at the battlefront, as it were. So that's what he emphasized in nominating Thérèse as co-patroness of the missions, equal with St. Francis Xavier, who wore his feet away, if you like, on the mission fields, to emphasize that we can be missionaries at home and be equally effective. So that would be the principal reason.
And what are you hoping to do on that day?
Well, it'll be a day of prayer, and we intend to distribute a lot of literature. And of course, like all good celebrations, the centrepiece will be a mass of thanksgiving, celebrated by a great Irish missionary, one of our few apostolic nuncios, Archbishop Thomas White, a Kilkenny man from the Diocese of Ossory, who has served the church as nuncio in a number of mission lands. So he is very happy to be the principal concelebrant. And then Father David Weakley, a former provincial of the Carmelites, who did so much to support the Irish Carmelite mission in Zimbabwe, he will be giving the homily. So there'll be much prayer. There will, of course, then be all the things that are normally associated with the cult of St. Thérèse, the blessing of roses in her honour, and very principally, the individual blessing of people with a relic of St. Thérèse, a piece of her flesh, which the Carmelite sisters have very recently donated to the Irish Church, and which will be seen there in a spectacular monstrance at Knock on that particular day. Things always happen. They're always happening. She said she'd spend her heaven doing good on earth. So we get constant reminders of the presence of St. Thérèse. She has the most beautiful way of reminding you that she's around in the midst of her sufferings, in the midst of her sorrows and joys. You get very tangible very tangible reminders that she's there, that she's helping us, that she's fulfilling that strange, if you like, but wonderful promise that she would not take rest until the number of the elect is complete, and that she would spend her entire heaven until the last judgment working to people heaven with extra souls.
And if people want to find out more about going to Knock on the 7th of May, how can they do that?
Well, they certainly can contact me, as a number of people have already. We have a good deal of literature spread out through the churches all over Ireland. There's an ad on the Irish Catholic. There's an ad on the Alive newspaper, which is delivered to virtually every parish in Ireland. At the bottom of that, there's my name and phone number, 087-9373-407. That number is there for anybody to contact, as I say, many people do, to ask me various things about the significance of the day and what would be happening and why they should go there.